From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, the latest college rankings in illegal music downloads. Did your school make the cut?
First, President Bush is on the Gulf Coast today, his first visit to the region in 6 months. A lot of people in the area were angry that the president did not mention Hurricane Katrina recovery in his State of the Union speech back in January.
Now, after stopping in Mississippi, the president is visiting New Orleans, where residents are facing a deadline this afternoon to file damage claims against the Army Corps of Engineers. People are suing the Corps, claiming that the poor levee design and construction caused the city to flood. Now, tens of thousands are expected to file by today's deadline. We're joined from New Orleans by Matt McBride. He's a mechanical engineer. He's already filed his damage claim. Matt, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
So what kind of damage did you suffer?
My neighborhood took on 8 feet of water, and it sat in the streets for 2 to 3 weeks. And my house, which is raised, had 4 feet inside it. We had to empty the house of all our possessions. We've had to restore everything inside the house, and we're still working on it.
Now, today's deadline is really for people who are trying to sue the Corps of Engineers, which seems like a real court of last resort. I mean, do you even think you're going to get anything out of this?
I have no idea. But we want to preserve our right to receive whatever winnings might come out of this class action suit, or if the class action suit collapses, to be able to sue individually.
Now, I understand that they moved the deadline for filing up, and they made that decision during Mardi Gras.
Yes. Apparently, the original deadline was 2 years from the time of the incident, which was August 29th, 2005. But the federal courts ruled just last week, I believe, day of or probably day after Mardi Gras, that in fact the deadline was 18 months, meaning that people only had a few days to get their claims in.
Mardi Gras and the mornings after, probably not the time New Orleanians most ready to deal with their legal claims.
Definitely not. And the process for submitting the claims has been increasingly difficult as we've gone along. It was only yesterday afternoon that the Corps announced that people could drop off their claim forms at any Corps office nationwide. However, there are no Corps offices located in the main places where evacuees are now living, such as Houston and Atlanta. In fact, the nearest office to Houston is in Galveston, and there is no public transportation between Houston and Galveston other than a Greyhound bus. The nearest office to Atlanta is in Savannah.
Now, this deadline comes on the same day that President Bush is actually going to be visiting New Orleans, and I'm holding a copy of the Times-Picayune here,
yes,
the local paper. I thought it was interesting that the president is almost barely even on the cover. There's a little photo of him attached to a story that's not even actually about the visit. He's really not well represented on the cover of today's paper. Does that say anything about how New Orleanians feel about this visit?
Yeah, I think turnabout is fair play, considering how little attention we've received from the White House and Washington in general, especially his non-mention of us in the State of the Union. This is the largest disaster to hit this country in over 100 years, and 18 months later, less than 18 months later, we have totally dropped out of national attention. It's a humiliating disgrace for hundreds of thousands of American citizens.
Well, Matt McBride of New Orleans, thank you for coming on the show and talking
Welcome.
To us. Good luck.